A record number of people came uptown this weekend for the annual Charlotte Gay and Lesbian Pride Festival and Parade. WFAE's Nick Della Canal was there Saturday and has this report.
The revelers came early, and they came dressed in their finest.
Some beads, some stickers.
A multicolor type scarf.
A rainbow-colored bustier.
Rainbows all over my face.
And a rainbow beard.
Did you dye that especially for this event?
Yes, my friend did.
It looks amazing.
Yes, there was the usual colorful costumes and public drunkenness. You gotta love the drunk karaoke. But attendees said this year had more of a political edge. House Bill 2 may have actually encouraged more people to attend this year. People like Marsha Teagart, a 61-year-old transgender woman from Salisbury, who's here for the first time in her life.
Well, it's not Sodom and Gomorrah for all you church people out there. It's like normal people, and they're nice, and they're having fun. And, you know, you're safe in the bathroom with me and the people that I know.
Adding to the political theme of this weekend was a new art installation unveiled at the McCall Center. The exhibit features an artistic response to HB2, and it's only visible, where else? In the bathrooms. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Della Canal.